Now, was there any talk at that point about eliminating the test at all? Was there any...
There has always been talk about eliminating the test. There have always been people who are absolutely convinced that you would get a flood of labor if you just got rid of the test and turned the program, in effect, into a straight annuity program. Well, there were some other old printouts around there that dated back into the 50s. That we unfortunately no longer have. Well, who cares? I mean, nobody wants to go back and look at 1950s data. But what they suggested to me was, if you got rid of the earnings test, you were at least as likely to reduce the work effort of most people as you were to increase the work effort. There's something about unearned income that reduces the fire in the gut for getting out there and working. And
so in other words, let me see if I understand your point. If they could collect their benefits without working, no, you'll have to say it to me. I don't quite get it. Why would there...
The way it really works is, in a sense, the way I'd like to handle my job, I don't necessarily really want to completely retire. I'd love to work part-time and keep my same income. Part being annuity, part being, you know, earnings.
Okay.
Let's take a worker who's earning, I have not kept up with the test, so I can't really say what the relevant amounts are.
Right.
Let's take a worker who's earning about 20 or 25,000. I would suspect that at $25,000 level, he's probably lost most, if not all, of his benefits. Let's say we get rid of the test. What I'm saying is the worker is no longer going to earn $25,000 if he can have 10 or 15,000 of unearned income dropped in his lap.
The so then he'll reduce his benefits. Work down to 10,000.
He's going
to
cut back
so his
to 20
earnings
or 15.
Level stays the same.
That's right. He's got the same income.
Okay, I got you.
That's a very strongly held opinion of mine.
Okay.
That getting rid of the earnings test is not going to elicit a tidal wave of 65-year-olds starving to go out there and work their little tails off.
Right.
No, it's going to do the other way.
Okay.
People who are earning well above the exempt amount now are very likely to pull back on their work effort.
Okay. Now, and you said that there was data going back to the 50s that suggested this same thing?
Yes. In the 1950s, the participation rate for workers over 65 and over just fell tremendously. In the 1950s was also the time where not only were benefit amounts increasing significantly, but the amount you could earn without losing all your benefits for the month, I think it was a monthly test purely back then, were also increased dramatically. Like in the 1940s, I think it was, if you earned $50 in a month, bye-bye benefits. The exempt amount, as I recall, boy, I could be really wrong on the details. They introduced the notion of an annual amount in the 1950s, and I think by the end of the 50s, had increased it to about $1,200 a year. And although it's really difficult to sort out exactly what was going on then, since both relative benefits and the exempt amount were increasing simultaneously, I think an awful lot of it had to do with the fact that you could earn some amount of money and also get your benefits, that really pulled back the participation rate for workers age 65 and over. Bluntly, if you want workers 65 and over to do a lot more work, you institute another retirement test like they had in the 40s, where if you earn $25 or $50 in a month, you don't get a benefit.
Then you'll get a surge of work.
That's right. Then you get a surge of work.
All right.